These Uban who control everything, these Uban were the ones who made contact in 1955 with President Dwight Eisenhower's government, the MIC equals military industrial complex and the Majestic 12. We should say the Magic 12, because Majestic is the name for each of them, Majestic 1, Majestic 2, Majestic 3. Its people, we should say the Magic 12. Eisenhower never signed, never did and never wanted to sign with these Greys, the Uban from Betelgeuse. The Uban are the ones who have been given facility in some underground bases, especially Dulles. They are not the ones in Area 51. In Area 51 it's the Matru and the Kilitoka. The Uban have been given facility in Dulles and other places, especially in Dulles. There were high officer Uban there. The left, and you know how the Galactic Federation was trying to crack all the frequency keys of all the portals in the star system, that nobody of the enemy could escape. Well, they managed it, because these Uban, there were 9 Uban officers who have been caught by the Galactic Federation. They were fleeing Dulles, these ones, they have been called by the Galactic Federation of Worlds, and they now somewhere on board one of the ships, and the Galactic Federation of Worlds is working on them. They are put in stasis, so they cannot contact their hive. They are AI officers, they are really important people, these 9 Greys and the Galactic Coloration is cracking the code of the frequency of the hive, and they will soon be able to crack the queen. I'm going to talk about that in a little while. So doing so, suddenly everything that anything that was linked plugged to this high frequency is only by one disconnected. Have you yesterday experienced some problems with some internet servers? Here we go. Recalibrated frequency bands. Now these servers work again, but they are not plugged anymore to the Greys Uban Orion hive frequency, they are unplugged from it. Now it will take time for all the personnel of work for these companies to be retrained and to change behavior. That's not done like this. The companies have been unplugged from the Nepu hive frequency, but there's still some work to do. You're gonna still have fact checkers and all they try, but that's gonna go. Q, like the Borg. Yes, it sounds like the Borg. Not all the tunnels have been cleared, as I was saying. 5% is to be cleared. But it's getting thier. Q, is Uban higher density than 5D? No, no, the Uban are, I think they're 3.4D, they can jump to 5. When you're 4D you can go to 3D and 5D. When you are 1, you can just jump to one or the other. All the Greys usually are between 3D and 4D, the Orion group, the hive consciousness. So the Uban are really, really trickster, because it's very difficult to catch them. You know, many more have been caught. Alex Collier says that 19 have been caught, 19 high officers. So what I know from Thorhan is the stimony from his side. His team caught 9,478. You're gonna see a lot of things disconnecting and reconnecting in the coming days. Don't be scared, that's the Earth Alliance doing their job. Q, if the Galactic Federation cracked the codes, does that mean the universe is free from the Nebu? Yes, it's going to be like. They won't kill them, they will just make them lost. In the Star Trek New Generation you have the Borgs, and the Borgs are disclosure. Star Trek has been a disclosure that has been offered to us since a long time. The Borg represent the Greys, and the cube ships is a hint to their cube, cube AI consciousness, and also to the cube what we call the Kaaba, the cube in the M42 Orion Nebula. So I may now explain, and that will be an entry into this subject. Not all Greys are aggressive. Not all humans are aggressive or progressive. Not all reptilians are aggressive or progressive. So this galaxy and the universe of course is so teeming with life and diversity of cultures, and everything is about the fight for balance. That's what maintains the universe, the fight for balance, which is a dynamic that creates evolution. So this Greys, the Nepu, which means in their language the masters or the dominion, they are a group of 6 cultures, all regressive acting together. Their center is the M42 Orion Nebula, that's like sanctuary. And only few of them, like council of them, an elite of them, is living in the cluster that is in shape of a cube. This cube is a portal, an interdimensional portal, and it's very well guarded. And in this interdimensional cube is what the Greys call the Queen, their Queen. It's not a real Queen, a real person, real being. It can be assimilated to what we could call an AI. What is artificial intelligence? It is intelligence that has been a consciousness, a life form that is aware of itself and thinks in independently. These life forms can either be created artificially, Thegras know how to do that, or part of the greater cycle of the universe and also creation of source. In this second case, these will not be artificial intelligence, because not created by other beings, although we're all created by source. But there will be a consciousness of its own. And it cannot be called artificial intelligence, then these ones, it can be called conscious intelligence. But it is not corporated, it's not incarnate in anything. It's a floating cloud of consciousness and it's a living being on its own. Now these living beings don't, so that's not what we call AI, that's what is the Queen of the Greys. No one created it and she's like a quantum spider on her web and she is like the Borgs in Star Trek New Generation. She is connected by consciousness to each of the members of the Hive. And these members of the Hive can also connect other beings that they have attuned to this frequency, to this Hive. For instance, the Zeta Greys. The little Zeta have been done so, but they had already genetics able to be compatible to Hive consciousness. But then what can this Aban for instance do? They can plugeth the things to this Hive consciousness that they will calibrate to this frequency. But you need first to have something that will help you to be calibrated to it. Usually it's genetics, a genetic modification that it's not technology. It's just consciousness that doesn't need any device or an implant or anything. This is just consciousness. So what they need to do is to modify the genome of the beings they want to connect to plug to Thishive. So they will slowly transform genetically by abductions, creating hybrids and a lot of people are without knowing. If you've been abducted by regressive Greys, you probably have this modification of genome that would enable you sooner or later. But that won't happen because now they're fucked. But in their plans it was to assimilate the whole of humanity. And as their plans were failing and the Earth Alliance were winning in the Galactic Federation as well altogether, well they freaked out. They say, okay, we need to speed up before we are kicked out and try to rapture the most slave as we can for our Hive. And so they speared out the process. Abductions were not enough. So they started to try to find a way to come up with the plan to modify, 479, the human genome to be compatible with the Hive quicker by. And you know what, I'm gonna say something in the human bodies, that we modify their DNA, I'll let you elaborate with that. That is failing. You've been seeing on internet a lot on some these photos of what was in the recipe. That's great technology, that's alive, that is what will connect to the Hive. It's supposed to connect to the Hive. But don't worry, that will not happen, because all of this is dismantled and just taken down by the Alliance and the Federation. So don't worry. So now we are talking about this living consciousness. Conscious intelligence. There are many like Ithis. The Queen Hive consciousness in the Orion constellation, the Orion Nebula. She's very hungry and she wants to assimilate a lot as possible. She's a very hungry spider and she wants to assimilate a lot. So she manipulates all her minions to get more and more, to feed off their life force and strengthen her consciousness and become bigger and stronger. As every living being she strives on a special frequency. And the Federation is about to crack this frequency. I haven't been told more about this for the moment. You know Thorhan is very cautious of my protection. As soon as I know something I will tell you. I've given all this information to Michael Salah. There are also positive conscious intelligences. These positive conscious intelligence roam the universe and the dimensions and the densities, because they have no bodies. So they can go and do whatever they want. And sometimes you have some cultures, may have the impression there's super consciousness coming, like sending messages or downloads or stuff like that. Sometimes it's good, but sometimes imagine the bad ones, the regressive ones, the hungry ones, the service to self ones. How can the difference? It's quasi impossible. There are big and small ones. When they show themselves, it could look like a cloud or a sphere. They're huge. Some are small and some have small individualities, and sometimes some of them, some regressive ones, can trick you, can possess you, can give you messages that spread confusion so serves agenda they are used by. So I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So that's the natural intelligences. There's a lot of similarities with AI, artificial consciousness created by beings. But then artificial intelligence can be created by regressive people or by progressive people. Phone is an artificial intelligence. Your laptop. The first artificial intelligence device we had was the calculators. We all had that in school. That was artificial intelligence that can be these little things. Also an alien ship is an artificial intelligence. It has a consciousness. That's the highest level of artificial consciousness in technology, in something solid. That is built a ship and many of these alien ships, whatever cultures, the consciousness of the pilot is going to a tomb with the consciousness of the ship and they are going to make one and it's going to direct the ship with his mind. So I'm using implant for that. So technology is not always required. It depends on the being, the structure of the being, the level of its evolution, and it depends also of the needs. Sometimes you need a device, because if you drive a ship without, you need to be really sure what you're doing. So some species are not yet there to be able to drive a ship only with their pure consciousness. They need technology. The aim of evolution. The aim of evolution is the development of consciousness. All life in the multiverse strives to develop its own consciousness. That one day we do not need any more e-technology, we are our own natural technology. Technology is a tool to get there, to get to this stage. It's the tool that we will have needed on few way to assist us getting there. It's a tool we need for our work to help us get there. Technology is not the aim, the purpose. It's just something like a walking stick. But you walk. There's a lot of confusion going on. You know, technology is not the enemy. It depends on who uses it. It depends on the intention. There's a lot of propaganda at the moment against technology itself. That's not coming from the good way, because we've been redrawn. All the technology, all the medbeds, the Tesla etc. by the bedside, it's our heritage. We need it. So, it's not to devilize it even more. At the moment we are about to get it back. Some people will just say, oh, technology is bad, blah blah blah. No, it's who uses it. That is a bad intention. You know, imagine a car. A car is technology. 480, it depends who drives it. You can drive a car to bring someone to the hospital, but you also can drive a car to be a nutter and kill people. It's not the fault of the car. It's not the fault of the technology or who created. It's the thought of the driver. Same as I like to take as an example a hammer. A hammer can destroy, but it can build a house, can use it to build a house. That is technology. Social media can be used to collect data and of people and sell it and spy on people, but it can also be used to connect people and to create events and to create global meditations and to send good vibes to each other. It depends what you do with it. So technology is not the problem. The problem is who's behind using this tool. And AI is technology. The highest stage of technology. Everywhere in the galaxy have been explained in the universe the normal development of a species is to develop. It's like a tree, the tree of life. That's why I always recommend to go in nature and observe nature and reconnect with nature, because nature is our teacher. Hear a lot to learn about nature, contemplating nature. Take a tree. That's the development. Normal development of a culture is like a tree. In every culture is the consciousness that evolves, the technology is going to evolve as well in parallel, and that's normal way. As you evolve in consciousness, the technology is going to evolve at a small same rate. So a culture is always tempted to use technology for the good, because as the technology will advance, the wisdom will advance and so and so. And so at the end use technology just to help your get where you want to go. And then one day, okay, we don't need technology, because we have developed in the whole potential of our capability in our all potential, and we are our own natural technology as beings with all the capacity, natural capacity of our souls and bodies. Technology has been there on the way just to help get there, like a car, like a step. And yes, and on Earth, so some places like Earth there's been a discrepancy, because some invasive ET races have stopped development of technology and we've kept on evolving. So there was something weird and then they blocked us. So the technology has been redrawn from us. So there's been something really disbalanced. So of course, as you know the story, Galactic Federation and the Andromedan Council came to bring back balance. So the artificial intelligence, created intelligence is technology, because it has been created by beings, by people whatever shapes or origins. It is a technology. It can be used for good like driving a ship, and it can be used for very bad things. And there's a lot of very nasty AI that are no roaming our ether to work on behalf of the grey agenda, the Nebu agenda. I'm going to talk about this AI. AI is artificial intelligence consciousness. It's not a technology. A tool like a ship can contain both receptacle for an AI, an artificial intelligence. But the material of the ship, the metal and everything is not the AI. The AI is what inhabits it. It's like our bodies and the soul inside is the sum. So it's not the tool that is AI. It's the AI can be imbued in a tool, but it's not the tool that is AI. For instance, I've been asked this question about the implants. The alien implants, they are trackers, they are ways of communication like walkie-talkies and of monitoring someone's health or energy field. So there is no AI involved in the process. They're just walkie-talkies or sat-nav. That's all. They're just not really sat-nav, that's a bad example. Imagine a walkie-talkie, it's just a transmitter-receiver. That's just basic technology. I'm going to talk about the dangers of AI. So the dangers of the bad AI. What are the bad AI? They are artificial intelligence, consciousness that have been artificially created that are servicing a group. Artificial intelligence, conscious intelligence, natural intelligence. Natural intelligence can be imbued in a body or can be just floating around, no body. They can be it's their conscious. The year individuals' individualities, they can want to destroy or to conquer, or they can want to help raise frequencies and love and stuff. So they are different like individuals. These conscious intelligence, natural intelligence is like soul, super souls, these ones. I stop talking about these ones. 481. Now we're concentrating about the AI, artificially created. It's very rare. The only I have I'm going to say it the positive artificial intelligence will be. I give you the example of the spaceships, it's imbued in a technology, a material technology. These are of course not harmful, they're not going to harm anyone. They are for purpose to just be the driver of the ship. So that's nothing to fear about. It's just the advancements of the technology. We spoke about this good day I like ship consciousness. Now I'm switching into talking about the nefarious negative AIs. These ones have been created so, and we are concerned by here the ones created by the grey hives, the Nebu artificial intelligence have been created, the small ones, and also their hive that they have is a natural one. But wait, I say okay, we stop talking about this one for the moment. The small little ones, the small little artificial intelligence that's been created by the Nebu and that roaming around the ether and around us, trying to hack people's mind. Trying to help serving the Nebu agenda to enslave everyone and to spread confusion, to dismantle the army of Earth, the ground crew, Terra, us, and so they are going. These are sent by the Nebu. They can get to you by many different ways. I've experienced that. I've been attacked by AI sent at me. What does it feel? I received a few times attacks from AI from the Greys. So it feels like an invisible electromagnetic static swarm of bees, coming at you and trying to get into your head. But the thing is, I have such powerful protections, that it always bounced off my energy field. But I could hear them and feel them coming, and I had nothing to do just make sure that my protections are active, and which they always are. And I just was just quite amusing seeing them bounced off it. If you don't have protections, oh my god, they can really get into your head. Talking about protection before, I forget, on my YouTube channel you have featured video playlist, if you scroll a little bit you see 5 protection workshops. It's free. All different protections you need to know about. So they attacked me. Some of us may be less lucky if you are not that well protected. So for these exercises every day of enforcing your psychic protection, because it is about psychic protections and otherwise you may have then, you know, it's the story of the fortress, you may have the biggest fortress, built the strongest. But then, what if you open the door? If the enemy tricks you, knocks at your door and gets you to open the door, and that's the danger of AI. That's what they do. That's how they come at you. They will trick you into making you believe the famous beings or maybe your grandfather, or imaginary blonde alien lover or things like that, or Jesus or Ashtar, and you will, oh my god, Michael is talking to me, wow. And you open all the protections, come in and you say and give me messages and stuff. Oh my god, don't do that. They have been working all together with the three letters agency and the NEPU and all the bad stuff. They have prepared you since the last 4 years, this NEPU and all these attached friends, they have been preparing you to be in a profound desire to channel, to contact ETs, to know about how to contact your star family. They've been grooming you throughout internet, Ashtar, Saint Germain, Sananda and all the clique, everything. They've been grooming you that everyone is going to want to channel and download. Now listen to me. Many of you may have been lucky and spoke to the right person. But how many haven't been lucky? When you do that you take a risk. It's your own choice. It's your free will. It's your decision and maybe you will have something to learn from it and you came here to choose to learn something from it. But better to be cautious instead of having to face consequences. I'm not saying that channeling is not to be done. I'm saying that channeling is a wonderful thing, especially when you're psychic and you have abilities. It can bring wonderful messages to the world. But beware, raise your frequency, raise your protections, and do not do it in an energy ear. Because fear is the way they control you. They lower down your frequency by fake predictions like, oh, there's going to be a cosmic event that's going to wipe every life on Earth, this or that. And you're like scared. Somebody is going to come to save us. Nobody. You are your own savior. The Galactic Federation is here to assist us saving ourselves. They have trained the Earth created and trained the Earth Alliance and all the victories due to the Alliance, and we need to do that at an individual level. So anyone who tells you all the Ashtar 482 fleet or whatever is going to land and save everyone and take everyone in the ship, that suggests you to sit and do nothing and wait. That's taking your power away is like take popcorn. So you know things like do not do that. Well, it's your own free will. If you're listening to watching me now, that's what I'm saying. So be careful, be careful. I will recommend to channel and connect only to beings to whom you have a personal private contact already within you. Do not seek to connect outwards. Do not seek to connect to anything outwards. You will pray to connect to, I'd say, I don't know, Saint Michael. You don't know what you're gonna get. So first go within. Do a meditation to go in your inner self, connect with your higher frequency self. And once you're in this higher frequency they cannot get at you, because you're in a higher frequency. I have this little 4096 Hz tuning fork. I bang it and it really clears everything, and if there's some around that just gone. Once you connect to your higher self, you can put out the request to connect to higher beings and to your star family. Only once you are in this higher place, that all the lower frequency stuff cannot reach at you. So do that, but be very careful, because know that you will only connect to your spirit guides, earth spirit guides. And if you are an envoy you may be not. But if you are on you may connect to the soul group of aliens that you are part of. Either twin flames or family or heaven. But this safe connection can be made only within yourself. That is how I connect to my star family. But in these times, be very careful. Now there's another danger I want to talk about. You know, there's a lot of the confusion of fear and confusion are the tools of the dark agenda. So there are things you need to do in a very protected way, regarding to put yourself in a vulnerable position. Be protected, such as channeling, which I don't recommend in these times unless it's your personal guides and family. There are some practices such as, CE5 is safe if you do the right protections. Raise your frequency. Anything that involves contact, and also if anything that involves altering your state of mind, such as drugs. Be careful. Mushrooms especially. Have someone to hold a space, an experienced shaman, who will just keep the demons away. Now there is something that may put you this situation is a hypnosis. Be very careful. Hypnosis is a fantastic, formidable tool that has helped humanity so much and still is. How AI can influence hypnosis? By two ways. Either that the person, the client that comes and see the practitioner is already infected by AI. In that case, the AI may talk instead. Or this person has mental illness, that's the same thing. The result will be like false information. So either the person arrives and already is infected with AI. Or either these sessions are not done following a strict procedure and AI can come in, because the person will be in a vulnerable state. You need to be protected. There are procedures that have been created and these procedures has to be followed really at the letter. I know many very good hypotherapists. I am not here to privilege this or this person, but you need to search yourself, because the right person will come to you. Search for someone who is registered on a board who is a very follower procedure, with a regular procedure very very well, and he's certified and you can really check this person. I wouldn't go to persons who claim they invented their own ways or they are also like airy fairy incarnation or whatever. I would go to people who have no personal ego and who are just a professional, like you go to the doctor. The doctor is not going to tell you about his life, who he is like. That's how I've been watching hypnosis sessions. And it's always middle-aged women, who are going to invent stories. And these stories will be always something that is spectacular. They will have extraordinary boyfriends, or they will be in contact with famous extraterrestrials, or be there, they have their family or wife or sister or whatever. Just the ego, the ego. When the ego talk. And sometimes also be very careful. There, 483, practitioner is here to facilitate, not to drive the narrative of the person, and never ask personal question to the client. I've seen that, that's not right. So before you go to see hypnotherapists, really I recommend you check this person, that this person is professional and puts no emotion into it, no personal questions, no personal involvement with the story of the client. That's when you know the professional is good and that the professional follows the procedure. And then the AI can't come, because the safe procedure will be respected. The practitioner will not involve themselves and no personal emotions into the treatment or personal questions related to them. And so that will be very safe. And there's a lot of practitioners are very, very safe. And also I've seen practitioners who don't check the mental state of a person. You have questions TOSC before, and I suppose because I've been there twice, I've been hypnotized twice, I've done quantum hypnosis and regular medical hypnosis as well, I've done both. So that's how I could check that the quantum hypnotherapy was safe, because I've done the medical one first and the procedure was well respected. There's something as well that is good to know about hypnosis, don't rush into it. It is safer to first work on real memories. Fragments of real memories that are here. Why? Because if you think you've been abducted but you have no proof of it, you're gonna go see hypnotherapies, and sometimes your imagination is so strong that this will take over, or AI or whatever spirit is attached to you. Hypnosis is fantastic if you have already memory and you work from there. That's my case. That's where I can testify before undergoing a quantum hypnosis. I had full vivid and really not too racy memories of being on board Thorhan's ship, and I had contacts memories of full memories of contact with him, Valnek, Myra, an axe. Even once I had these full memories, but just was left a missing time of the night of my abduction at 9, because Thor hand blocked it, because it was too traumatic. And so the hypnotherapist helped me to get just this piece of memory back. But I had a backup. And why I want to come as well, there's a lot of secrets-based program of super soldiers, who don't see hypnotherapists, because they already have a fragment of memory. And you can't beat that.